This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Show. Hey kids, what time is it? It's Howdy Doody time. That doesn't mean anything to Jay, does it mean anything to James.
I know of what you speak, I just am not, I've never seen it.
Same boat.
Okay. All right, well, Howdy Doody time was a show that was on the 50s and 60s, and it featured a puppet. I often refer to, what's the guy that does Rick? When you Rickroll Rick Astley, right? He looks like Howdy Doody. So if you want to get a picture, or you can just Google Howdy Doody and you'd see what came up. And so when I look around at what's happening at the behest of all of us here in our country, the circus that is life, the circus that is what's going on day to day, it isn't just about Trump, but it's been, I suppose, underscored because of the whole business with Trump's arrest, the pictures, the things that, you know, the news guys that want to be first inside the courtroom or to talk about what happened inside the courtroom. What happened? Well, it's pretty much the same thing. Apparently, it was very hot in the courtroom, right? And all those people and all the lights and everything. As the only president in the history of our country to be charged with a crime,
mm-hmm.
Right?
The drama was real.
The drama.
The intensity was heightened.
Unga bunga, right. Extraordinary event. What is extraordinary about it? It's in Trump playing Trump. It's just another chapter in Trump land, Trump world. I didn't think he did a very good job defending himself. I thought the speech that he gave at Mar-a-Lago was kind of bizarre. I get him taking a shot at Biden. I think that's appropriate because, you know, it's who's going after Biden's kid? Somebody should be going after him. Why aren't they after him? Not that that takes away. See, Trump's a master at deflecting things away from himself. He's going to blame everybody. He's going to talk about everything except the issue.
As most politicians are.
Of course. Right. And most, you know, well-established business people are cut out of that same cloth, although I think there are some that are pretty much above board. I'm reminded of what happened, the failure of the only thing I've ever seen Richard Branson fail in is Virgin Orbit. They filed for bankruptcy. Did you see that yesterday? They have contributed all of the holders of stock, including Richard Branson, who is a billionaire because mm-hmm. he's smart and knows how to make things work. And he separates all of his companies. Should everybody who has a lot of interests in different companies or different businesses, they need to have a separate company for each business so that they stand or fall on their own. And so Branson's Virgin Orbit filed for bankruptcy yesterday after they tried to secure some long-term funding. Mm-hmm. They had a failed launch in January. He has not found the same success. The Virgin companies have been very successful. Look at Virgin Atlantic. Look at the way he built that from one plane. He had a dream, and now he's got 100 planes, and they travel all over the world with London as a hub. I think that he's done extraordinarily well making something out of nothing.
And he also knows when to call it quits on something.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, the company's still worth $3 billion, but because they want to figure out how to do things differently or better, they just pulled the plug on it. But I guess and they're based, by the way, in Long Beach, California. I guess when I see they have 750 employees that are all pretty much being laid off, it just, for me, this is a tribute to him and what goes on. Not everything is going to work. It just doesn't, everything doesn't work always all the time. I know somebody, just to go back to Trump for a second, we were earlier talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene and the pro-Trump protest that was arranged in New York by her and her staff. Anyway, she was drowned out by protesters and there were drums, hecklers, whistlers. It was a rally for Trump, supposedly in partnership with the New York Young Republican Club. It was marketed as a protest of the DA Alvin Bragg's heinous attack. I don't know if it's a heinous attack. I think some of it is baseless. Heinous maybe is, I mean, that's what you're going to get from people at the one side. And then George Santos shows up to make it more of a circus, who's under investigation for his criminal activities as well. Is there anybody?
So he was already there. He's like, hey, two birds, one stone.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep, let's have a little fun while we're here. And so was Stormy Daniels. The judge told her lawyer yesterday that she had to pay Trump $121,000 in legal fees. So did she or didn't she? Does that help his case? He says he didn't do it. And so in this circumstance, when Stormy Daniels, I think, sued him for defamation, right? Wasn't that the whole crux of Trump was putting her down and saying things about her and she didn't like it, so she sued him. Hard to sue a public figure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's, well, it happens, and you can, but it's a hard thing to prove.
But so, also somebody who has so much money that can basically tie you up in litigation.
Yeah,
and
that's what Trump does.
Really, like, bankrupt you.
Yeah, right, exactly. He's he's good at that. All right, so can we move on from Marjorie Taylor Greene and George Santos and Donald Trump and all the other things that go with it, all the various accusations. I have read through some of these 34 felony counts. Have you, Jay, read through them? I find them interesting.
Yeah.
There were 500 supporters who were invited to Mar-a-Lago yesterday. The kids, obviously, were there. Tiffany Trump. Marjorie Taylor Greene, of course, shows up with Matt Gaetz. He's another character and a half. Didn't they do a tour? I think they did a tour together, the two of them.
Ivanka wasn't there, though, was she?
Nope.
Tiffany was there. Ivanka wasn't, yeah.
Yep. Tiffany's made it clear she's not getting involved.
Or Ivanka, yeah. Ivanka's made it clear, yeah.
Yeah, right. She's done with it. There were a lot of people, know this area very well. It's about 3 miles, maybe 4 miles from Palm Beach International Airport over to Mar-a-Lago. And just imagine all of the flag-waving supporters who lined the streets. It was like he just became president again, got elected again, right? The caravan, it's such a circus. And so, anyway, the judge says to Trump, don't be talking a lot about this. And, of course, the first thing that he does is stand up, here's the story. His campaign has apparently gotten $10 million or more in donations since all of this started. So I made the mistake, I think yesterday or the day before, of saying it went into a defense fund. It did not. That was a misstatement on my part. It went into the campaign fund. All right. Speaking of politics and personalities, John Fetterman, who is the senator from Pennsylvania, has been treated for depression. His medical situation is such that he's become very depressed about it. He's been in treatment at Walter Reed National Medical Center. I don't know.
Everybody has such a stressful job like he does.
Well, he's not really equipped for the job. It's too bad he got elected because he's not really serving. I mean, but, you know, you can look at a lot of these politicians and who are they serving? Are they serving the constituency? Are they serving themselves? Are they serving the party? Or what is it that they're doing? I just find Fetterman to be out. It's too bad that he has these problems, but that complicates his being the senator and being able to do his job.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I said. People said, you're so insensitive when I made the comments that I did make about him early on. I wasn't being insensitive. Well, I didn't look upon my comments as being insensitive. I looked upon them as being realistic. The guy can't serve. He can't do the job. So he shouldn't have been elected. Shouldn't have even been a candidate, as far as that's concerned.
Well, that also goes again to show that people aren't voting to get somebody into office, but to keep another person out of office. And oftentimes, people are not even voting for the person themselves, but whatever the party is.
Yeah,
so
right.
They will blindly follow whatever the party is, because that's their party, regardless of who the actual candidate is.
Yep. Okay, the AM radio deal is getting hotter. 8 automakers say that they have yanked AM radio out of the dashboard now for some of their new models. The electric car segment is pretty much where that has been done, although Ford said they're just going to take it out. And there are now all kinds of protests that have been. The city of Chicago today is full of protesters arranged by various radio programs to speak about what's going on at BMW, Ford, Mazda, Rivian, Tesla, Volkswagen, Volvo. As far as I'm concerned, Volvo has no status anymore because the Chinese government has bought Volvo, whether you know it or not. If you're looking at buying a Volvo, I say it's un-American to buy a Volvo. It's not in your best interest to buy a Volvo because they're no longer a Swedish company that's owned by the Chinese government. And you know what that leads to. Anyway, the Federal Emergency Management Agency says that AM radio plays a critical role in delivering public safety information to the public during times of emergency, and if for no other reason, it should be outlawed. That is, the Fed's going to have to say to the manufacturers, this is a point of national safety. You cannot take the whatever it takes. I say, leave the AM radios in the cars and the trucks or else. All right, how's that for being tough? Jay, pretty good, huh?
Ha.
18 after the hour. Rawr, on good day. Rawr.
Did you hear about Taco Bell's apology? Yeah, they apologized for going too far with their breakfast. Like the naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos? It was too much. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food. Like the breakfast crunch wrap. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns, wrapped in a warm tortilla. Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing. Grab one today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th Gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Replace your worn-out wiper blades and see the road better with help from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, save $10 on a pair of Trico Force wiper blades. Old rewards members get 4x points and receive a $5 reward with purchase. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades for free. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I guess it's 23 at the hour. Time for us to get into social media, some of the celebrity stories that are trending. I thought the information that Scarlett Johansson has put out on social media is pretty compelling, Jay. The fact that she says she's too fragile to even stay on social media. She talks about the anxiety in her life and trying to pull herself away from platforms. And so we ought to talk about that and what kind of a person we think she is versus what kind of a person she really is. I think some of the things that she's claiming here that we'll talk about are very valid. We'll get to those after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-ZELJANZ.
Okay, so with Scarlett Johansson, I have a lot of admiration for her. I think she's a good actress. I think she's done some really interesting things with her career, some thoughtful, provocative roles, the action stuff. She's very versatile. And apparently she has a very fragile ego, Jay, and she doesn't want to deal with she's a delicate flower, doesn't want to deal with the anxiety, she says, is created by people taking shots at her. I can get that, right?
Yeah. So well, I think of someone like Scarlett Johansson, where it's like, what anxieties can you have? You're probably so self-assured, and then you find out that, no, she's not. She's fragile. And then also, when it comes to social media, she gave a couple examples where she realized once that she spent 20 minutes looking at somebody's Instagram page, and it wasn't even someone she knew. It was somebody who worked for a friend of hers, and she came back knowing, like, oh, these people live in Burbank, California. They have two daughters. They have a pit bull. And it just felt like she wasted 17 minutes, and all of a sudden she felt like she should move to California. She needs a specific type of dog. She is missing out on living this person's life and being a part of this person's life who she didn't even know.
Who cares?
And she also found out that she can get really absorbed into it, like, for her. You're not going
look
to
at all the youngsters. Look at how many people you see walking up and down the street. I marvel when I'm in the airport waiting to get on a plane. The people are waiting in line to get on the plane. Pretty much every one of them is on one of those damn devices. And what are they doing? What are they accomplishing?
Trying to avoid being bored. Nobody can be bored anymore. Nobody can just sit and observe things or just be. Everybody has to. And I shouldn't say everybody, because I don't like putting boxes and everybody into boxes, but a lot of people can't just sit and be bored or just be. Everybody has to have their brain occupied in some way, shape, or form. And one of the things that she does, and Doug, you won't like this, but she's on TikTok for her skincare brand, and she doesn't actually use it, but the skincare brand does, and she says that sometimes she'll go into the office, and she does enjoy doing the videos where she reads customer reviews, and sometimes she gets so absorbed into scrolling through TikTok because they were just using it, and then she realizes that she can become very obsessive about it, and that's another reason why she knows that social media is just not for her.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's something you got to know that and deal with it. I think that she's to be congratulated on dealing with the reality of how dangerous this all is for herself, her family. It's dangerous. This stuff is danger, danger, danger. So good for her for bringing it to the surface in conversation. 28 after the hour, the conversation continues here on Good Day.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Brandon Johnson has defeated Paul Vallis to become the next mayor of Chicago. Johnson, a Cook County commissioner and Chicago Teachers Union organizer, won in a very close election over Vallis, a former Chicago Public Schools CEO. Johnson at his victory speech.
Chicago, tonight is just the beginning. With our voices and our votes, we have ushered in a new chapter in the history of our city.
Taiwan's President Tsai is in California and will meet with lawmakers today. Florida Representative Carlos Jimenez on Fox News this morning will be in that meeting.
Taiwan is a democratic country. They share, you know, our ideals, and we need to make sure that she knows that we stand with Taiwan. There is a good bipartisan support for Taiwan in the U.S. House of Representatives.
Lance Pry, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day here.
It's going to be a good day.
It has been a good day.
The call of the day is to me, Doug Steffen at 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, 855-999-3684. Call us with what's on your mind. This is that's a great song, right? It's called Brick House, if you don't recognize that music in the background.
And
the foreground. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's really a good song, actually. Great for visualization, if nothing else. The Good Day Show on the air. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Here's some good news. Down in Baltimore, the Inner Harbor, there's a sous chef on a, let's see, at Phillips Seafood. I've eaten there. You ever eaten there, Phillips Seafood?
No, I haven't.
It's a great restaurant. Yeah, it is. So anyway, he replaced his apron for a cape as he effected a heroic rescue of a drowning motorist. This guy drove straight into the mid-harbor water, which is cold and dirty. He apparently was going through a mental health problem. And so the sous chef, Tom Walsh, jumped in the water, yuck, to save this guy.
Mm-hmm.
The man,
any hesitation.
Yeah, right, exactly. So this guy's got to be a pretty strong character. He broke the glass of the car with his elbow and he got the fellow out of the car. So this is something, apparently this guy doesn't want any attention. He's a humble fellow, very private. There were some pictures taken that have been shared around, but he doesn't want, and he doesn't want to talk about it. He doesn't want to. This is, you know, his moment, but he is being, he's been, I think, pretty square about it. You know, when I say square, I mean just kind of appropriate, proper. This is something he didn't do for attention.
Yeah.
He did it for all the right reasons.
It's just
all
what you do.
Yep, it is. So good for him. An inspiration. Here's an inspirational thought. The stepping out this reality of being somebody like him, right? You step out. You take a jump into murky water like this, into unknown territory, uncharted territory. And when you think about how this is, this the instant that one makes a decision like this, when you think back upon it, it's called liberation, right? Freedom. I have the freedom to make a decision. I'm deciding to help. We are all here to help. And that guy has proven his worth a hundredfold.
Yeah, a real-life superhero.
Yep, exactly. Today is National Self-Care Day, the act of caring for oneself through means that help us feel our healthiest. We were just talking about Scarlett Johansson. I had no idea she had a skin care line, but a lot of people, a lot of celebrities do this sort of thing, and it brings our attention around to the fact that we ought to take care of ourselves, whether mm-hmm. it's, you know, your skin, whether it's your brain, whether it's your body, whatever it is. It's not selfish. It's important. It's a priority. You can do no good for yourself, never mind anybody else, if you're not in good shape, you're not taking care of yourself.
Well, it's like when you fly and they tell you at the beginning, should you need those oxygen masks, put yours on
first.
Before you help anybody else. And that's how life is too. You have to help yourself so that way you can be at your best to help other people, so that you can even be able to help anybody else.
Yeah. You know, the most interesting thing I've found in the past 24 hours, believe it or not, has nothing to do with Donald Trump.
Oh, what is it?
It's that the British in World War II had a plan to make aircraft carriers out of ice.
Wait,
1942, among all the challenges that Great Britain was facing with the Nazis and the U-boats, the German submarines were blowing up merchant ships left and right. We all remember the song of the "You Gotta Sink the Bismarck," Johnny Horton song. You don't remember it, probably.
No.
But it tells the story in song of the Hood, the British Her Majesty's destroyer trying to sink the Bismarck and not sinking it, but then another ship did. But the Mid-Atlantic, the water was cold. And there were 300-400 miles where there was no protection for the merchant marine. And so they were blowing up British boats like you wouldn't believe. And so they had somebody put together an idea of a frozen floating island where the planes could land and refuel. So because they're 300 miles, it was too far out in the North Atlantic. Planes couldn't go that far. And if they put real aircraft carriers out there, they'd be blown up. But if they used ice craft carriers, then that would have... I thought it was amazing. It was, you know, think about human ingenuity. We're talking so much these days about AI. Imagine what AI could do to create something like that, frankly. And if you're not familiar with the song by Johnny Horton, here it is, at least in part.
In May of 1941, the war had just begun. The Germans had the biggest ship that had the biggest guns. The Bismarck was the fastest ship that ever sailed the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and shells as big as trees. Out of the cold and foggy night came the British ship, the Hood. And every British seaman, he knew and understood. They had to sink the Bismarck, the terror of the sea. Stop those guns as big as steers and those shells as big as trees.
Do either of you, James, or Jay, ever heard the song before?
I have no idea what this is, but I like the beat.
Yeah, this is the story of the, what I was just telling you, the Bismarck was a huge German destroyer, and it was sinking British ships all over the place, and so they just decided to throw everything at it, and the Hood didn't get it, but the next ship did. So that was the end of that. Okay, today is the anniversary of the 50th year of having cell phones. You, neither of you, and many people listening to this program, never saw or used the original 2.5-pound cell phone developed by AT&T. Apple iPhones didn't exist. This was a large, like a brick.
I was going to say, was this the one that looked like a giant walkie-talkie with a big antenna,
and
it had almost a cord that went to like a suitcase or a briefcase-looking thing that you walked around?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You plug it into the cigarette lighter in the car, or you got this thing that charges it. It was developed by Motorola, and it was first used during this week in April, the first week of April 1973. I can remember seeing people use them. They sold, but they didn't sell a lot. But over the years, they've been refined, as we all know. And now 97% of Americans have a cell phone. But the first use of it was during this week in 1973. I thought that, you know, when you think about it, I just, where would the world be, right? The miracle baby. Remember the story last month? After the Turkish earthquake, this little baby that was pulled from the rubble after being under the rubble for 128 hours, this week reunited with her mother, who didn't know, and they didn't identify the baby, really, until this past week. And so this mother's been thinking her baby's been dead all this time. But now she's find some very cute pictures of this little. You want to grab this little baby, run away with it. Another good thing. There are plenty of good things that are happening, and I don't want to lose sight of that. All right, so let's go to the other. I guess maybe we can't be all about good. Every other program you listen to today is all Trump all the time. It's enough. We know what the story is. So how about we tell you stories about a young lady named Caitlin Gibson, who was 19 when she and a friend, Jay, decided to spend a night out at a bar. The friend ditched Caitlin for a guy, and Ms. Gibson didn't mind. It was a place where she was comfortable. She knew who the bartenders were, the bouncers. The last thing, though, that she remembers from the bar is grabbing a drink and going out on the dance floor. What was in the drink changed her life. She was drugged against her will. She was attacked sexually, and it changed her life. And so I'm looking at this story, and I'm thinking, as I look around a little bit, because I do this during various parts of the day, I look at stuff and I think, wow, this is an interesting story to tell. Very compelling. You see these kind of stories all the time on, for example, Law & Order, SVU, You know, it's always something like this going on, and you become numb to it until you read actually the story of somebody who admits to having too much to drink. She wasn't responsible, but she didn't black out. She was drugged.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, she was... Go ahead.
How often it actually happens.
Yeah.
And right. There are different kind of educational videos and e-books and graphics to remind people that if you do go out, always get your own drink. Don't, and if somebody is buying you a drink, be there. Watch everything that is happening. Watch the transaction. Don't leave your drink unattended for any reason by anyone. And also, don't leave your friends. Never have somebody be completely by themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And
right.
Bartenders are even being more trained to recognize if somebody looks a little suspicious, if there seems to be a situation where someone might be uncomfortable, they ask them. We keep seeing stories that are floating around social media of somebody slipping somebody, saying it's like, oh, here, your bill is ready, and it's a piece of paper that actually just asks the question, like, are you okay? Is this person bothering you?
Right.
Trying to be very covert about it, but it happens.
Here's the update on a gold medalist from the last Olympics. It's Suni Lee. She announced that she will end her college career at Auburn because of a kidney problem. Didn't she win pretty much everything when it came to gymnastics?
Yeah,
in the last...
she is a gold medalist. She's an Olympian, and unfortunately, and her kidney issue isn't anything that's gymnastics related, but the medical team that helps with everything, they couldn't sign off on her competing. So she has been out for the last couple of weeks, and unfortunately, that's how she ends her Auburn career.
Yeah, that's kind of too bad. All right, here's a way for you to figure out you've got struggles. I know we all have struggles. We all have problems. And weight is a problem for lots and lots of people. So to the rescue comes a product called Calitren, Calotren, sponsor of all my programs for the last 7 years and then some. This is, I've become a spokesman for these people because I know the product works. I've seen it. I've talked to people. I've been involved in stuff myself. So if you want to lose weight the safe way, do yourself a favor. Go to the website toploss.com. Check out all the services that they can offer to you to help you lose weight and keep it off. That's toploss.com for Calitren.
Yes, we do have availability. Those dates for how many guests?
Andrea's Boutique Hotel is the destination to tie the knot.
Oh, you want the whole property?
She needs an assistant to catch the bookings bouquets.
249 guests, huh? And three dogs.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th Gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It's a man.
Time for us to return to those thrilling days of yesteryear. At 53 after the hour, Chuck Curry joins us, our movie man for movie moments. This is a theme from a movie. Wasn't this redone, though? Why do I think this was a movie?
Well, there was a movie called Rat Race. Whoopi Goldberg and a bunch of different sort of low-level comic actors starred. That was actually pretty decent. It was sort of a riff or a variation on It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. Not a direct remake, but very similar in story structure and the way that film was cast. But there was only one It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, which came out in 1963. Today would have been the birthday of the late Spencer Tracy. He was born in 1900, played Captain Culpepper in right. that movie. I thought anchored that film. Really one of my favorite all-time childhood memories, watching that on TV every time it came on. I love that movie. Yeah. I actually don't want them to remake it. I mean, they could, but you'd have to pay an enormous amount of money to do it with top-tier talent. It wouldn't be affordable.
Yeah.
I mean, back in 63, all these actors mostly were probably on studio contracts, so they were all able to get them into one film. But now, if you paid a guy like Eddie Murphy, you'd have to pay him $20 million, so...
Right. Okay. There goes the budget. Speaking of reboots or reworks or whatever, you and I were just talking about the original cast in negotiations to return for Shrek. How do you view that?
Well, Variety is reporting that they have offers to the original talent, Mike Myers, Eddie Murphy, Cameron Diaz, to return for a fifth Shrek movie. And I said to you off air that's going to be at least $60 million in salary. But it's worth it considering that franchise is so popular. And if the movie's decent, it'll make $1 billion minimum worldwide. Some investments are worth doing. This would be a good one. I would write those checks.
Was the Barbie film a good investment?
I don't know. It depends on how they're doing it. I you know, when you watch a trailer or you see a still and you see Ryan Gosling and Margot Gatti, Margot. You say, oh, this is silly. But I have to believe the movie's some sort of metaphor for something bigger, because the director is a good director. I just can't see it being a silly throwaway movie. There has to be some sort of message to it. I don't think that kind of talent would be attached to it.
One of my favorite, I don't know anything about this lady except I love her name, Dua Lipa.
Who's that?
She's in this movie.
Oh, okay.
She's a singer, right. Dua Lipa.
Now, today in theaters, Doug, Super Mario Brothers opens nationwide. That movie's going to make some serious coin,
why?
I believe.
Why? What's the attraction?
There's a huge family audience for it. And, I mean,
but what's
not
the story? What's the theme? I know.
Well, it's based on the old game, Super Mario Brothers.
Right.
Pratt is the main voice.
Mm-hmm.
But then Counter Programming, a movie you'll probably like, it's getting great reviews, Air.
Yes.
Directed by Ben Affleck.
It was previewed last weekend in L.A., and I was going to go see it, but I couldn't.
How'd you get invited?
I didn't get invited. It was at one of the theaters.
It was a star-studded red carpet event.
Well, it was in one of the theaters in Hollywood. This was a theater out in Santa Monica some stars go to it because they all live around there, but I like that particular theater, and I was going to go see it, but I was distracted by my grandchildren, as much more appropriate.
Understood.
Do you see they're going to do a biopic on Dionne Warwick?
No, I did not.
The young lady named Teyana Taylor.
Does that have viability, in your opinion?
Yeah, well, it would for somebody my age. I'd go see it. I think she has had a tremendous influence on pop music, but along with a combination with Burt Bacharach. You know, the movies about Ray Charles did very well. Tina Turner's movie did very well. And she's, Dionne Warwick is right there with those people in terms of reputation.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, no, she's very
you got much anything else to chew some time up?
No, Chucker, what do you have to chew up some time?
No,
I wasn't necessarily thinking we needed to chew up time because there's lots going on, but please help me.
No, I'm pretty good.
How are you? You've got everything covered that you think needs to be covered? There's nothing in the Hollywood Reporter that we missed?
I discussed this with Jay the other day when I watched WrestleMania 39 on the Peacock Network. By the way, the ratings were good, but and I was talking to a buddy last night watching old clips of wrestling on my big screen TV. As big as it is, as flashy as it is, it's not wrestling of the 80s, which is the pinnacle of the whole culture.
But apparently it's worth $9 billion. Apparently it's worth $9 billion, though, so put that in your pipe.
I find it soulless.
Yeah. All right, Chugger, talk to you tomorrow. Doug with Jay at 59 after the hour, and good day.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.